Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. This is game number 8 in district play, which means it opens up the second half of play. The Longhorns are 5-2 in the first half. Brazoswood 0-7 as we start the second half of district play. There's a tie at the top of 23-6A, and George Ranch is one of those teams tied with the Dawson Eagles. Then a logjam at third place between Pearland, Alief Elsick, Taylor, and Strake Jesuit, and then Alief Hastings and Brazoswood bring up the other 7th and 8th teams in our district. We had a chance to talk to Trent Olivier of the Brazoswood Brazoswood Buccaneers, and Charlie Jones from the Longhorns. We'll have those interviews when we come back. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thanks, Brett Dolan, back at the ranch. The Brazoswood Buccaneers are here to start the second half of 23-6A play. And as we always do, we'll kick off our interviews with the coach coming into the ranch, Trent Olivier, the head coach of the Brazoswood Buccaneers. And if you listen real closely to the beginning, he's kind of giving me the business. I went down on courtside to interview Trent, and he was asking me, how come we're not doing it like the pros, where he comes up, sits at my table, slaps on a headset, and does it the right way. So here's Trent Olivier.
The headsets on?
Dude. Oh, no. You know what?
We could. We could go all the way up there and do that.
Our pleasure to spend a few minutes with Trent Olivier, the head basketball coach for the Brazoswood Buccaneers. First of all, welcome to George Ranch.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Talk to me a little bit about 23-6A from top to bottom.
I think it's definitely one of the top districts in the state, with great coaches, great athletes, great players. You got to be prepared every night. Either it's good for the coaching that's about to happen or the players that you're about to face. It's tough, and I think anybody could beat anybody any night.
You know, we talked to all of the incoming coaches, and And basically, they've all said the same thing about 23-6A. It's a solid district from top to bottom.
Yes, sir, it is.
Tell me a little bit about your club.
You know, we're pretty young. We graduated 8 guys off our team last year. We've been struggling a little bit with that youth. Our kids are still playing hard. Been seeing a lot of good stuff out of our young guys on varsity. You know, we only have 2 returners. And so our juniors that are on varsity, they all were on JV last year. But I've been seeing a lot of good stuff out of them. There's been a lot of games that we've been right there for 3 quarters or 3.5 quarters, and just that experience, you know, it really hurts. But I'm proud of our guys. They're playing hard, and it's been tough, but they keep competing. That's all I can ask.
And on any given night, like we were talking about, they'll come through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what are you expecting out of George Ranch?
Oh, I mean, they got some dudes. Coach Jones does a great job. He's got some really good players. I know Noah is a phenomenal player. I felt like last time, the first half, I felt like, man, we're doing a good job on him. I look at the scorebook, and he had 20 points. Like, Jesus. And I feel like with them, you could stop somebody, and then at any given moment, some other guy could hurt you. So just got to come out and play as hard as we can.
So I guess we're not going to be able to talk much about the clock tonight. Charlie said he talked to you about that.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It happens. Stuff like that happens. It happens at our place quite a bit, so I'm willing to adjust to it.
Good luck tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is Trent Olivier, the head basketball coach for the Brazoswood Buccaneers. They come in here with an 11-16 overall record. Tough time of it in the first half of district play at 0-7. When we come back, we'll talk to Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
The Longhorns are setting up for this ball game with the Brazoswood Buccaneers, trying to go 14 consecutive victories here at the ranch, dating back to the last 4 district games of last season. And they got 9 wins so far here this season here at the ranch, and so going for number 14 in a row. Longhorns are 17-4 overall, tied for first place with the Dawson Eagles at 5-2. We had a chance to talk to Charlie Jones. Our time with Charlie Jones. I'm going to shoot some numbers at you and have you react to those. You guys shot 12 of 19 from three-point land for 63%. 36 of your 45 total points were scored from three-point land, and half of those were scored by your sophomore guard, Stephen Woods. That was some shooting.
We came out hot. We came out flaming. They shared the ball. Like I said, they made the shot they were supposed to make and took the shot they were supposed to take.
That game had some different things going on in it. In the second quarter, Noah Thomason came down with the ball, crossed the center line. Nobody approached him, so he just stood there dribbling, and they stayed in their zone for more than 2 minutes of clock time.
It was a little game of cat and mouse, you know, out there. We thought they were going to come out and cover us. They didn't, so we kind of held it. We had the lead, and we got to rest a little bit, so it helped us out later in the second half.
Why do you think they didn't engage on the ball?
I'm not sure. I'm guessing it was a close game. They thought if they could keep it close, they had a chance to win it at the end. But luckily, it worked out in our favor by us being a little fresher later on, and we took advantage.
All right, starting the second half of 23-6A play with the Brazoswood Buccaneers.
Yeah, the Bucs are going to be tough. They're going to try to take a lot of charges. They're going to play physical, play hard. Coach Oliver does a great job turning that program around. And you just got to come in, you got to play good basketball and protect home court like we've been doing.
You know, from top to bottom, this district has some solid teams all the way up and down its lineup. And if you just looked at the numbers, Brazoswood's numbers don't look that good. They're 0-7 in district, but they played tough last time.
Yeah, Brazoswood is played some really good teams in pre-district, and they won a lot of games. It's just like you said, it's a tough district, so any night anything can happen. So they came out, and they've struggled a little bit in district, but they played some close games, so you can't take them lightly. You've got to take care of your business.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Charlie Jones, and our nightly sit-down with him prior to game time. The Longhorns are 17-4 overall, 5-2 in district play, and tied for first place with the Dawson Eagles. Here is the starting lineups, first for the visiting Brazoswood Buccaneers, a junior, Roy Brown, senior, Caleb Burrell, sophomore, Jake Simpson, senior, Ethan Davis, and junior, Jacoby Atwater. Roy Brown, Caleb Burrell, Jake Simpson, Ethan Davis, and Jacoby Atwater. The starting five for Trent Olivier's Brazoswood Buccaneers. On the other side of the court, the starting five for George Ranch. A 6'1 sophomore, Stephen Woods. A 6'4 senior, Devin Davis. A 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason. 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. And a 6'5 senior, Tolu Wandy. Stephen Woods, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Tolu Wandy, the starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns. Other games tonight in 23-6A play, and this is a big one, and it's a big one because it has some impact on George Ranch. Strake Jesuit down playing the Dawson Eagles in Pearland. That one tips off at 7 o'clock. Pearland at Taylor, a 7 o'clock tip. And A-Leaf Hastings at Elsick, also a 7 o'clock tip-off. George Ranch will benefit if Strake Jesuit can go down and knock off Dawson, and the Longhorns take care of business here tonight against Brazoswood. Longhorns will keep sole possession or retain sole possession of first place. They were in it for several weeks at the beginning of district play, fell out of that, have worked their way back up, and are now tied with the Dawson Eagles for first. As we told you before, a logjam for third place. Pearland, Elsick, Taylor, and Strake Jesuit, and then Hastings and Brazoswood round out the 23-6A standings. Our PA announcer is Darren Bradby. Darren usually accompanies me on the broadcast. Charlie Jones snagged him to do the starting lineups. Longhorns out on the court. It's Stephen Woods, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Tolu Wandy. And for Brazoswood again, Roy Brown, Caleb Burrell, Jake Simpson, Ethan Davis, and Jacoby Atwater. Jumping up, Jacoby Atwater. And usually, and it looks like he'll make his way to the circle, it's Tolu Wandy, the 6'5 senior for George Ranch. Had an issue during the JV game with the clock. The scoreboard worked and was correct. George Ranch won that JV game 56-40, by the way. But the time did not work. And we'll see if it's going to or not. It has not started, so we'll keep you apprised of the score, certainly. But we may have some difficulty letting you know how much time is left in the quarter. George Ranch with the basketball. Stephen Woods around the horn to Noah Thomason. Thomason, jump shot from about 10 feet, and he nails it. Noah Thomason on the board first. Now out top, Roy Brown. Brown to give to Jake Simpson. Simpson in the corner to Ethan Davis. Longhorns moving right to left across your radio dial, your phone, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet. However you're listening to us tonight, we're glad you're here. This is Longhorns Basketball live on GRHSI Radio. And pretty much a slowdown employed by Trent Olivier, at least early on here. Buccaneers not putting up a shot as of yet. Longhorns lead 2-0 on the jump shot by Noah Thomason. Ball down to Ethan Davis, and he's fouled by DeLon Dean, his first. Ball inbounded to Jacoby Atwater, to Roy Brown. Now out top to Caleb Burrell. The drive on the basket, and the layup is good by Jake Simpson, and we're tied at 2. Brazos Wood held on to the basketball for quite a while on their first trip down. Finally are able to convert on the basket, and we're tied at 2. Around to Stephen Woods. Woods to Tolu Wandy. Wandy on the right side. Little hook shot is good by Tolu Wandy. 4-2. Longhorns by a basket. And again down to Roy Brown. Three-pointer on its way by Ethan Davis. That's off the iron. The rebound to the Buccaneers. And out top to Caleb Burrell. He'll do a backwards dribble. Almost loses control. Scramble for the basketball, and finally intercepted by the Longhorns. Devin Davis drives on the basket. That's no good, but the follow is good by DeLon Dean, and the Longhorns lead by 4, 6-2. First turnover of the ball game goes to the Bucks. Devin Davis could not convert on the lay-in. Here's a shot at the basket by Roy Brown. No good. Rebound ahead to Noah Thomason on the left side. Thomason drives on the basket and lays it up and in. Let's see what the call is. Basket is good by Thomason. Foul whistled against junior Jacoby Atwater. 4 points on the night so far for Noah Thomason. He's at the free throw line, averaging just over 21 points a game. That free throw is off the mark. You heard Trent Olivier talk about Noah Thomason. Said last time they played down in Clute, he thought they were doing pretty well defending Noah Thomason. Then he looked up and Thomason had 20 points. Just about every coach we talked to mentions Noah Thomason and how tough it is to guard him and how critical he is to the Longhorn offense. Ball inbounded to Roy Brown. Brown inside the lane, now kicks it way out top to Simpson. Simpson around the horn, then back to Brown. Brown has Stephen Woods on him. Woods pushes him out well beyond the top of the key. Now the give to Caleb Burrell. Drives down the lane. Puts up the running jump shot. That's no good. Rebound cleared away by Devin Davis. And a foul whistled against Roy Brown, his first. Longhorns bring in Ori Limbrick, Jordan Lewis, Evan Amin, and number 15, Dominic Dixon. They'll join Noah Thomason on the court. Give down the lane to Thomason. A little short jumper off the mark. And rebounded by the Buccaneers. Evan Amin got a little too close on Roy Brown. Commits a personal foul. That's Evan's first. Brown will inbound in front of George Ranch's bench. Gets it in to Jake Simpson. Simpson to Caleb Burrell. Simpson loses control briefly. Now on the ground. And a jump ball is called. Let's see who gets the award. And the Bucks will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Javion Thomas checks in for the Buccaneers. Finally, ball inbounded to Roy Brown. Brown waving his arms, trying to get his guys moving down low. And a blocking foul on the other side of the court, whistled against Dominique Dixon. Four team fouls for George Ranch, two for the Buccaneers. Bucks will inbound. Javion Thomas will do that. Gets it into Atwater. Atwater guarded by Noah Thomason. Cross court to Brown. Now to Javion Thomas. Thomas gives way to Brown again. He's got Ore Limbrick on him. Limbrick has him pushed way out top. Now the give to Jake Simpson. Simpson down the lane. Feeds Ethan Davis, and Davis can't convert. The rebound to Ore Limbrick. Limbrick ahead to Jordan Lewis. Jumper from Lewis, no good. Clear off the boards by Atwater. And again, an air ball, this time put up by Roy Brown. Second turnover for the Buccaneers. In the corner to Evan Amin. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Hit the front iron. Rebounded by Davis. Now down court to Jake Simpson. Simpson in the corner to Atwater. Atwater knocks down the three from the far corner. It's 8-5. Longhorns by three. To Evan Amin out top to Ore Limbrick. Limbrick beyond the arc. Longhorns hit 12 of 19 three-pointers in the game the other night against Pearland. Here's one on its way. No good. Jordan Lewis can't connect on the three. And again, the rebound by Atwater. 8-5. George Ranch by three. Can't give you the time. The clock is broken here. They're keeping at the scorer's table. That's a little too far away for us, so we'll just have to approximate how much time is left. Probably about 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Shot put up by Ethan Davis. That one bounds around and falls off. Rebound to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Evan Amin in the near corner. Longhorns moving right to left. To Noah Thomason out top. Tries to get down the lane. He's pushed back by the Buccaneers. So he'll perform a backwards dribble and set things up again. Now to Ore Limbrick, to Evan Amin around the corner, and the horn to Noah Thomason. Jump shot on its way, no good. Amin with the rebound, the putback, no good. And again, Atwater with the rebound. Jacoby Atwater with several boards early on in the ball game. Drive down the lane by Roy Brown. That one is swatted away, maybe partially blocked by Evan Amin. And a foul on the play, whistled against Javion Thomas, his first, and a timeout is called. Actually, we're bringing in substitutes again, not a timeout. Starters are back in for George Ranch, except for Noah Thomason. He didn't come out on the first switch. Everybody else is in the lineup. To Ore Limbrick. Out top to Stephen Woods. Woods to Tolu Wandy. Wandy kicks it way out top to DeLon Dean. Dean at the free throw line. Jump shot on its way and good. DeLon Dean has 4 points on the night. It's 10-5. Longhorns by five. The inbound to Jake Simpson. Now Jack Vreeland is in for the Buccaneers. Vreeland is a junior. Brown down to Michael Hoppick, also in the lineup for the Buccaneers. Stolen away by George Ranch. Dean drives the right side. And foul whistled against DeLon Dean, the offensive foul, his second. Three turnovers on the night for the Buccaneers. None for George Ranch in the early going. Inbound to Jack Vreeland. Vreeland. Cross center court, picked up there by Stephen Woods. And Woods. Vreeland is now whistled for the travel, the fourth turnovers for the Bucks. You can probably hear it. The Brazoswood fans don't like that call. Thought it was a personal foul, either committed by Stephen Woods or Ori Limbrick. Noah Thomason in. DeLon Dean is out. Thomason kicks it into the corner. Shot on its way and good by Jordan Lewis. The three-pointer from the corner by Jordan Lewis. And it's 13-5, Longhorns by 8. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Back at George Ranch, just got a confirmation that Reggie Dunn will shoot us some scores from Clute. The Lady Longhorns are there playing the Lady Bucks, and he'll bring us up to date each quarter. And then on the final on that ball game down in Clute, and we'll certainly pass that along to you as soon as we get it. Timeout is over. Both teams back out on the court. Kalu Wandy will inbound to Noah Thomason. Once again, we have no visible clock. All I can tell you is we're in the latter part of the first quarter. Longhorns lead by 8, 13-5, around to Stephen Woods. Woods with 18 points the other night against Pearland, all on three-pointers. Kalu Wandy on the left side blows a layup, no good. The rebound comes to Devin Davis, and Davis lays it home. It's 15-5. Longhorns employ some pressure now against the Bucks. Tyler Andrews with the basketball. He's in for the Buccaneers. First time we've seen Tyler Andrews, a senior. An offensive foul whistled against Michael Hoppick, his first. Inbound to Thomason. Thomason around the horn to Jordan Lewis. Now the top of the key and Stephen Woods. Back to Jordan Lewis on the far side. Little jump shot inside the arc by Stephen Woods. That one rims in and out. Rebounded by George Ranch and kicked out top to Noah Thomason. Longhorns by 10, 15-5. We're in the first quarter. To Stephen Woods. To Lou Wandy, three-pointer on its way. No good. Hit the back iron. Ball knocked around into the hands of Jack Vreeland. And Vreeland is picked up by Stephen Woods. Loses control. Back into the hands of the Buccaneers and Javian Thomas. Three-pointer on its way by Vreeland. No good. Rebound to Wandy. Wandy on the far side to Noah Thomason. Thomason drives the right side. No good. The putback attempt also no good by Wandy, and the rebound by the Buccaneers. Buccaneers doing a good job rebounding those errant shots that the Longhorns put up. They just can't do it at the other end, at least early on here. And a foul whistled against Javion Thomas, his second. He and Steven Woods collided under the Buccaneers' basket after the ball was away from them. And Steven Woods will shoot the free throw. On his own. First one on its way and good by Woods. His first point of the night. He averages almost 6 points a game. Second free throw on its way. Good as well. ...17-5, Longhorns by 12. Other games tonight in 23-6A, Hastings at Elsick, Strake at Dawson. That's a game very important to George Ranch. And what the standings say, Pearland at Taylor is the other basketball game tonight in 23-6A. Noah Thomason drives a baseline, tries to throw a pass, it hits the underside of the rim and comes straight down into the hands of the Buccaneers. Tyler Andrews tries to get that one down in the corner, and it's knocked out of bounds by Steven Woods. Inbound to Javion Thomas. In the corner to Tyler Andrews. And a foul whistled against Noah Thomason, his first. Caleb Burrell checks back in. Checking out now is Javion Thomas. Inbound to Noah Kane. Freshly in the lineup here. He's a junior for the Buccaneers. Gives way to Tyler Andrews. Andrews is picked up out top by Jordan Lewis. Over to Caleb Burrell. In the corner to Jake Simpson, and he spins around, and the ball is knocked away into the hands of the Longhorns. Ball partially hit the hip of one of the Longhorns and then into George Ranch possession. Foul whistled against Noah Kane, his first. That's a non-shooting foul. Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Evan Amin and Dominique Dixon come in for George Ranch. Longhorns by 12, 17-5. Still in the first quarter, latter stages of the first quarter. Out top with the basketball, Steven Wood. In the corner to Jordan Lewis, around the horn to Woods. Now to Lewis, three-pointer on its way. This one, no good. Knocked around, and the ball's going to go the other way. Evan Amin commits his second personal foul, trying to crash the boards on that errant shot by Jordan Lewis. He'll walk to the other end. Ethan Davis, at the free throw line for the Buccaneers. DeLon Dean checks in. Checking out is Jordan Lewis. Lewis with 3 points. Ethan Davis looking for his first points of the night. Free throw on its way. No good. Off the back iron. Ball knocked around. Finally, Dominique Dixon controls that one. To Ori Limbrick. And Limbrick walks with the basketball, trying to get a step on the Buccaneers towards the basket. First turnover committed by George Ranch. 5 for the Buccaneers. Inbound now to Caleb Burrell. Burrell picked up near half court by Ori Limbrick. anyway. Ball intercepted by Stephen Woods. Woods on the right side. And good D down there by Roy Brown, who knocked the ball away, but then out of bounds. So the Longhorns will get it under their own basket. Stephen Woods back out of the ball game. Evan Amin is back in. It's DeLon Dean, Dominic Dixon, Noah Thomason, Ori Limbrick, and Evan Amin for the Longhorns. In the corner is DeLon Dean. Dean tries to feed it inside to Dominic Dixon. That ball's intercepted by the Buccaneers. Second turnover for George Ranch. And a foul at the other end by Ori Limbrick, his first. At the free throw line, Caleb Burrell. The junior, Jacoby Atwater, checks in. And checking out for the Bucks, Ethan Davis. Free throw line, senior Caleb Burrell. First shot on its way, no good. Off the back iron, good rebound by Noah Kane. Kane kicks it way out top. And the Buccaneers will reset. Jake Simpson drives the lane, puts the ball up, and whistled for traveling. That's seven turnovers for the Bucks. Simpson picked up the dribble a little too early, heading down the lane, and traveled with the basketball. Inbound to Limbrick. Limbrick picked up by Caleb Burrell. To Noah Thomason on the left side, still out beyond the arc. They leave Thomason alone momentarily. He drives down the right side, puts up the short jumper, and good. Noah Thomason with 6 points. 19-5, Longhorns by 14. And the ball mishandled by the Buccaneers. And that is turnover number 8. And now a personal foul, or a technical foul, rather, whistled against one of the Buccaneers. And it may be on the bench, or it may be on a particular player. At the free throw line is DeLon Dean with 4 points. Free throw on its way, and good by Dean. He averages 16.5 points a game. He's got 5 so far. Make that 6 as the free throws settle in. And part of that technical foul was on the bench, and Trent Olivier is put out of the ball game. He's being asked to leave the gymnasium. And before he does, he's got some words to say to the referee, a little bit to his bench and his assistant coach. And he is out of the gymnasium after that last turnover call. He said something to the referee, and the referee teed him up and chased him from the ball game. Ball inbound to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick on the far side to Evan Amin. And a foul whistled against Ori Limbrick on the charge, his second. 21-5. Longhorns by 16. A lot of fireworks early between these two clubs. Trent Olivier has been put out of this ball game, put off the bench by the referees. Down the lane is Caleb Burrell, and Burrell misses the layup, and then another traveling call, number 9 for the Buccaneers. The Longhorns with 2 turnovers. Evan Amin is out. Dominic Dixon is out. The Longhorns now with Noah Thomason, Tulu Wandi, Devin Davis, DeLon Dean, and Stephen Woods back in the ballgame. That's the starting 5. Little jump shot on its way by Noah Thomason, and that's good. Thomason just inside the arc. He's got 8 points. No buzzer yet, concluding the first quarter. Remember, fans, we don't have a clock to refer to here tonight. Scoreboard is accurate. Three-pointer on its way. No good. And out of bounds on the air ball are the Buccaneers. That's 10 turnovers. Looking down at the clock, three-pointer is good by Steven Woods. Steven Woods with his first three-pointer of the night. 1:47 to play in the first quarter. I now can see the clock they're using down on the scorer's table. Drive on the basket by Roy Brown. Ball knocked around, into the hands of the Longhorn. DeLon Dean pulls up for the three-pointer. Off the back of the iron, the rebound by Devin Davis. Davis kicks it into the corner. And the three-pointer is good by Noah Thomason. And another one on the steal. Devin Davis with the three-pointer on the steal. It's 32-5. The Longhorns, two consecutive three-pointers before the timeout. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harold and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671. Or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond. Or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
All right, back at George Ranch, Longhorns lead it 32-5. The Brazoswood Buccaneers are here from Clute, Texas. Just about a minute to play in the first quarter. Ball knocked around, into the hands of the Longhorns. Turnover number 11 for the Buccaneers. To DeLon Dean. Dean drives the right side and then throws it out of bounds, trying to find Noah Thomason in front of the Bucks bench. Three turnovers now for George Ranch. Buccaneers will inbound in front of their bench. They are minus their head coach now, Trent Olivier. He was put out of the game after the technical foul whistled against him. And he was immediately ejected from the ball game by the referee. Pass over to Jake Simpson. Goes through his legs and out of bounds. Tough pass to handle. It's more like a ball that bounced right in front of a shortstop. It went right through Jake Simpson's legs and out of bounds. Thomason to DeLon Dean on the far side. Dean to Thomason, back to Dean, and a foul inside, whistling against Devin Davis, his first. Ten team fouls whistled against George Durant, six for the Buccaneers. Contact and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. And the Bucks will inbound again. 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Roy Brown to Colby Solis, who's in the ball game now. To Brown. Brown, three-pointer on its way. Off the rim. Noah Kane with the rebound and the putback. And that's the first quarter. George Ranch, 32, and the Buccaneers, 7. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com. Back at George Ranch High School, here's the scoring in the first half. Longhorns lead it 32-7 at halftime. Top scorer for the Longhorns, Noah Thomason with 11. 6 points, DeLon Dean. 5 points each for Devin Davis and Stephen Woods. 3 points by Jordan Lewis. And a basket by Tolu Wandy. That's a 32-point scored by George Ranch through halftime. On the other side of the ledger, 3 points by Jacoby Atwater. A basket by Noah Kane. And a basket by Jake Simpson. That's the scoring so far for the Buccaneers. They finish at halftime with 12 turnovers, George Ranch with just 3. In the JV game, George Ranch 56 and the Buccaneers 40. They had some timing issues, clock issues in the JV game. We thought maybe those were solved. They weren't. And we talked to you about how long that first quarter seemed. Apparently, there was no buzzer at all to tell everybody when the first quarter ended. So the time I was giving you was the time before halftime. So the score at halftime, Longhorns 32 and the Buccaneers 7. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, Lady Longhorns down in Clude. We're leading 13-9 at the end of one. And at halftime, it's George Ranch 23 and the Lady Bucks 21, so a little bit of a comeback there by the Lady Bucks before half. It's 23-21, the Lady Longhorns leading the Bucks down in Clute at halftime. Different story here, George Ranch 32 and the Buccaneers 7. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Longhorns back out on the court. They'll be moving left to right in the second half here on your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet. And we're glad you joined us on any device tonight. Brazoswood Buccaneers are in. They brought in their 11-16 record, 0-7 in 23-6A play into the ranch here to face George Ranch at 17-4 and 5-2 in the first half of district play. Other games tonight, and we talked about during the course of our first half broadcast, these are important games, none more important than Strake at Dawson, because George Ranch is tied with the Dawson Eagles for the top spot of the district at 5-2. Then there's a log jam between Pearland, Elsick, Taylor, and Strake Jesuit at 4-3. Then A-Leaf Hastings at 2-5. And the Buccaneers, as we mentioned, at 0-7. See if we can pick up any other scores tonight on those 23-6A games. We do have a score. It's Dawson 27 and Strake 18. Down in Pearland, and then our game is the only other one listed tonight, or being reported on tonight, rather. So Dawson 27 and Strake Jesuit Crusaders 18. That one seems also to be at halftime, like our game is. Take another break here. When we come back, we'll be ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunting Group. Call the Hunting Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntinggroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbooks signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch. Waiting on the start of the third quarter. The Buccaneers are without their head coach, Trent Olivier. He was ejected from the ball game in the second quarter after a Bucs turnover He verbalized his displeasure with that call, but in a manner that the referee instantly teed him up and showed him the door. So one of the assistant coaches is handling the Buccaneers here for the remainder of the second quarter and then the remainder of the basketball game. Longhorns moving left to right in the second half. Ball ready to be inbounded by Jake Simpson. He'll do that. The ball is in play. And we are underway in the third quarter. Longhorns lead it 32-7. Out top to Caleb Burrell. And a foul whistled against Stephen Woods. He was too close and reaching in on Caleb Burrell. And Burrell drew that personal foul from Stephen Woods. Ball finally inbounded to Jake Simpson. Simpson to Jacoby Atwater on the far side. And the running layup attempt by Ethan Davis. No good. Cleared away by Noah Thomason. Thomason on the left side. Kicks it out to Stephen Woods. Three-pointer on its way and good. Stephen Woods with 8 points. Remember, he had 18 the other night against Pearland when he knocked down 6 three-pointers. He's got a couple tonight. Out top to Roy Brown. Brown working on to Lou Wandy. In the corner to Jake Simpson, who steps on the line and out of bounds. Turnover number 13 for the Buccaneers. The Longhorns just with 3. Down court to Stephen Woods in the corner. DeLon Dean, 3-pointer is good by DeLon Dean. He's got 9. Walking the ball up, senior Caleb Burrell. Burrell picked up by Stephen Woods as he crosses the center line. Over to Jake Simpson. Simpson down the lane. And he is fouled by Noah Thomason. Personal foul number 2 on Noah Thomason. It's 31-20. Dawson with an 11-point lead over Strake Jesuit down in Pearland. First free throw on its way and off the mark. Simpson will get a second shot. Next one on its way and good by Jake Simpson. He has 3 points tonight. Noah Thomason down the lane. Left-handed scoop layup is good. Noah Thomason with 11. Roy Brown around the horn to Jacoby Atwater. Atwater guarded by Devin Davis. Gives way out top to Caleb Burrell. Burrell over to Atwater. Three-pointer on its way. Off the back iron. Knocked around into the hands of the Bucks. And a good lay-in by Jake Simpson. Good work by Simpson, pulling up a little bit short, getting out from under Blondine's arms and putting up the shot. Three-pointer on its way from Thomason, no good. The rebound to Stephen Woods. And 3-second call whistled against George Ranch. Fourth turnover of the night. Into Roy Brown. Brown has this ball taken away by DeLon Dean. To Noah Thomason. Spin move underneath by Thomason. He can't get the lay-in to drop. The rebound to Atwater. Now to Caleb Burrell. Senior Burrell picked up by Tolu Wandy. Over to Roy Brown. Brown to Ethan Davis. And back over to Burrell, who tries the left side. And he's whistled for a travel. And now the other referee, the one down closest to the play, called the travel. The other referee called the foul against Tolu Wandy, his first. Checking in, Ori Limbrick, Dominique Davis, and Evan Amin. Dominique Dixon, I should say, and Evan Amin. Ball inbounded to Burrell. Burrell picks up his dribble. Now gets it across court to Jake Simpson. Simpson picked up over there by DeLon Dean. Momentarily loses the dribble. Now he's got it back and kicks it over to Caleb Burrell. Burrell has Dean on him. And another turnover by the Bucks. Several of these turnovers have been traveling calls against the Bucks. Now to Tolu Wandy. Wandy, three-pointer on its way by DeLon Dean. No good. Ball knocked around. Picked up by Wandy. Out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick down the lane. Puts up the shot, and it's good. Off the glass by Ori Limbrick. His first 2 points of the night. 42-10. Longhorns by 32. Down in Pearland, it's 32-22. Dawson over Strake. Shot on its way by Colby Solis. Foul whistled against Tolu Wandy, his second. Checking in for George Ranch is Jordan Lewis. And coming in for the Bucks, Michael Hobick. Inbound to Hobick. Gives it to Roy Brown out top. Back in the corner to Tyler Andrews. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Around the rim. Picked off by DeLon Dean. And Dean has that ball knocked away from him, but went off his body and out of bounds. Turnover number five for the Longhorns. To Jake Simpson. He drives on the basket on the left side. And the foul whistled against Evan Amin, his third. Simpson drove right in on Amin. Evan tried to block the shot and got more hand than ball. At the free throw line is Simpson. 5 points on the night for Jake Simpson. Make that six. First free throw is good. .330 left in the third quarter. Second free throw bounds away, rebounded by the Longhorn. Head to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick to Jordan Lewis. And that ball is knocked away, but Jake Simpson guilty of the personal foul, his first. In comes Davion Thomas. Evan Amin takes the inbound, gives it to DeLon Dean, and Dean turns the ball over. Three turnovers for George Ranch here in the third quarter. They had three in the first half. 3:20 left in the third quarter. Tyler Andrews walks the ball past midcourt. Now out top to Jake Simpson. Simpson the give to Javian Thomas. And back around to Michael Hoppick. Hoppick to Solis out top. And then to Tyler Andrews, who drives in. And a foul whistled against Ori Limbrick, his third. A non-shooting foul. Bucks will take it out under their own basket. Simpson does that. And the ball stolen away by Evan Amin. To Noah Thomason. Thomason cross court to Jordan Lewis. Three-pointer on its way. That's short. And Dominic Dixon skies for the rebound and gets it, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Tyler Andrews, his first. And then a technical foul whistled against Andrews as well. At the free throw line is Dominic Dixon. First shot is up and good by Dominique. Next one on its way. That's good as well. And one more pending for Dixon on its way and in and out. Final shot for Dominic Dixon. And he makes that one. Three out of four for Dominic Dixon. It's 45-11. And the Longhorns will inbound the basketball to Noah Thomason. Thomason working on Javian Thomas. Puts up the jumper. And that's good by Noah Thomason. He's got 15 points. Ori Limbrick out top on Kobe Saliz. Saliz around the horn to Michael Hoppick. And back over to Roy Brown. Brown on the far side. On the lay-in attempt, and that's good. Roy Brown, his first couple points of the night. 2:20 left in the third quarter. To Limbrick on the far side. Foul whistled against Javian Thomas, his third. That foul away from the ball. Put a block on one of the Longhorns. Tried to keep him from the basketball. Now the inbound to Noah Thomason on the far side. Jump shot inside the arc. No good. Batted around and out of bounds off the hands of George Ranch. Set to check in Jacoby Atwater. And he'll do that. Jake Simpson heads to the bench. Inside 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Longhorns 47 and the Bucks 13. Around to Javian Thomas. Thomas guarded out top by Noah Thomason. Gives way to Roy Brown. Brown down the right side. Layup attempt is good. Roy Brown, two consecutive lay-ins. He's got 4 points on the night. Ball to Jordan Lewis. Lewis tied up. Over to Limbrick, back to Lewis. Lewis guarded out there by Roy Brown. Now to Noah Thomason. To Jordan Lewis. Jump shot inside the top of the key, and he nails that one for 5 points on the night. Atwater out top, guarded by Dominic Dixon. And the feed down low to Javion Thomas. He can't convert. Ball rebounded by Noah Thomason. Ahead to Jordan Lewis. Lewis three-pointer on its way. No good. Into the hands of Evan Amin, who lays it up and in. Evan Amin on the far side. Gets the basket. 51-15. Longhorns in the lead. First 2 points of the night for the senior Evan Amin. And a foul on the drive. Jordan Lewis commits his first personal foul. At the line is Roy Brown. Makes the first free throw. Brown with 5 points in the third quarter here. Five for the game. Second free throw on its way and good again. 51-17. The Longhorns on top. Jordan Lewis, three-pointer on its way and good. Jordan Lewis, his second three-pointer of the night. Around the horn to Atwater. Atwater looking down low. He's tied up momentarily by Dominique Dixon. Now he gets the ball over to Michael Hoppick. Hoppick. And the ball inside to Javion Thomas, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Dominique Dixon, his second. There's free throw on its way by Thomas, and that one's good. Javion with his first point of the night. 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Next free throw on its way, rolls around and out. The rebound to Evan Amin. Over to Ori Limbrick. Inside 10 seconds to play. Limbrick to Jordan Lewis. To Evan Amin around the horn. Steven Woods, three-pointer, rolls around and out. Ball's knocked around, and that's the buzzer. Ending the third quarter. Longhorns 54 and the Bucks 18. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Right, back at the ranch, starting quarter number four. Longhorns lead 54-18 over the Bucks. Ball inbounded to Ori Limbrick. On to Jordan Lewis. Jordan Lewis getting some playing time the last couple games for George Ranch. He's another sophomore to go with Steven Woods, A.D. Harris, and Ori Limbrick for George Ranch. Charlie Jones is high on all of these sophomores, especially Woods and Limbrick, who have been starting on and off the entire season. And then A.D. Harris and Jordan Lewis also getting some playing time of late. Ball inbounded to Lewis. And for the Longhorns, Walker Hale, a 6'6 senior, in the ballgame for George Ranch. As is Josiah Kaboga. Out top to Hale. Around the horn to Kaboga. He drives on the left side. Little running jump shot. And the foul is whistled against Kaboga. His first basket will not count. After he let go of the shot, committed the offensive foul into the hands of Roy Brown. Brown to Atwater. He's guarded by Ben Taylor. And we'll give you the starting five, or the five that is on the floor at the moment for George Ranch in just a second. Ball around to Javion Thomas. Now Michael Hoppick. Back to Atwater. Long three-pointer is good by Jacoby Atwater. He's got 6 points on the night. All right. A little running shot on its way by Jordan Lewis. No good. Rebound in the hands of Javion Thomas. And Thomas is fouled on his way to the basket by Ori Limbrick, his fourth. First free throw on its way and good. 2 points on the night now for Javion Thomas. See if we can find another score from Clute on the girls' game here. ...39-33... Longhorns by six. And the shot up and good by Jordan Lewis. And it's 56-22. Shot on its way, no good. Three-pointer just hit the front of the iron, came straight down into the hands of Ben Taylor. To Limbrick, back to Taylor, to Kaboga. He drives on the right side, and ball out of bounds off of his foot. Turnover number 8 in the ball game for the Longhorns. End of three quarters of play down in Clute. George Ranch 39 and the Lady Bucks 33. Savannah Velasquez hit a buzzer beater from just behind half court, says Reggie Dunn. And that put George Ranch up by six, 39-33, as they start quarter number 4. Ball whistled against Kobe Solis, his first. At the free throw line is Jordan Lewis. First free throw is good by Lewis. He's got 11. Second one on its way, no good. Off the front iron, rebound taken down by Jack Vreeland. Vreeland over to Roy Brown. Brown has Kaboga on him. Now the give to Atwater. Atwater guarded by Kaboga. Around the horn to Noah Kane. And a timeout called by the Buccaneers. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns 57 and the Bucks 22 with about 5.5 minutes left in the ball game. Bucks have the basketball. They'll inbound in front of their own basket. Inbound will come from Ty Sims, a sophomore. He's in the ballgame now for the Buccaneers. Into the corner to Ethan Davis. Shot on its way. No good. Rebound to Noah Kane. The give out top. Let's see who hit the three-pointer. And it looks like Jake Simpson with the three. Shot on its way from Jordan Lewis. No good. And the rebound fought for underneath by Hale and Ty Sims. Ball knocked out of bounds by Sims. Longhorns will inbound. Ori Limbrick will do that. Limbrick gets the ball into Jordan Lewis. Lewis to Walker Hale. Hale on the right side loses control of the dribble into the hands of the Buccaneers. And the pass over to Jake Simpson. He takes his eye off it for a second, and it hits his hands and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 17 on the night for the Bucks. Longhorns with 9. Limbrick to Jordan Lewis. Lewis out top to Hale. Three-pointer on its way. Off the mark by Walker Hale. Ball off the hands and out of bounds of Ty Sims. Longhorns will inbound. Ori Limbrick will do that again. Longhorns with Limbrick, Hale, Kaboga, Ben Taylor, and Jordan Lewis in the lineup now. And somehow, the Longhorns lose the ball out of bounds on the inbound. That's number 10 as far as turnovers go for George Ranch. Over to Ethan Davis. Davis to Ty Sims. In the corner to Solis. Solis' three-pointer is off the mark. The rebound by Jake Simpson. And then into the hands of George Ranch. Ori Limbrick down to Walker Hale. The ball knocked off of Hale's hands. And then Ben Taylor's leg and out of bounds. Fourth turnover for George Ranch in the quarter. 11 for the basketball game. Eddie Longhorns by 6 as they enter the fourth quarter, 39-33 down in Clute. Three-pointer on its way from Ty Sims. Ball hit off the back iron. Good rebound again by Noah Kane. Kane down low to Jake Simpson. And he is fouled by Walker Hale. That's Hale's first. At the free throw line, Jake Simpson. Simpson with 9 points tonight. Leads the Bucks scorers. Free throw a little bit short. Basketball delivered to Jake Simpson. Two or three dribbles. Ball on its way and good by Simpson. 57-26. Ball stolen away to Simpson down low. Simpson blows the shot. He had a big outstretched arms of Walker Hale to deal with. Couldn't get that one to go. And a foul by Ozzie Hinojosa. His first. All right, timeout. Brazoswood Buccaneers, you're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
All right, back at the ranch, inside 3.5 minutes to play. Kaboga with the basketball to Ori Limbrick. In the corner to Jordan Lewis. Three-pointer on his way to Walker Hale. Hale lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Walker Hale with the rebound and the putback. First couple points of the night for Walker Hale. And he'll go to the free throw line. And the fans love that Hale got that one in. And he responded and showed him that the basket was good. Now he'll go to the free throw line. And let me see what's happening here. Hale will shoot his free throw on the shot. First one on its way and no good. And then ball goes all the way down court because I think Walker Hale's display after he made the basket was whistled for a technical foul. And so at the other end, Jake Simpson hits that free throw. 59-27. Simpson will get another shot. It's on its way and good. And the Bucks will get the basketball under their own basket. And check that on the far court. Inbound to Simpson. Simpson to Ty Sims, who hits the three-pointer from the far side. Ty Sims with his first points. 59-31. Ball to Hale. Now over to Kaboga. Kaboga underneath to Jordan Lewis, who lays it up and in. Jordan Lewis with 13 points on the night. Again, three-pointer on its way. This one is short and out of bounds. Ty Sims doesn't draw any iron on that one. To Jordan Lewis. Lewis puts up the shot. No good. The rebound by Hale. Hale tries to turn around. That ball is knocked away from him. Trying to hook it in, and the ball knocked away into the hands of the Bucks. Jake Simpson drives on the basket, lays it up and in, and Simpson with 14 points. Four of those coming in the third quarter, and then eight here in the fourth quarter. Corey Limbrick at the free throw line. Two seconds left in the ball game. First free throw by Limbrick. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Ball knocked around and out of bounds. Turnover to George Ranch. 13 on the ball game. Ball walked across by Kobe Solis. Kobe, a sophomore for the Buccaneers. Three-pointer on its way from the top of the key. And let's see if he's going to get two shots or three. Dominic Dixon with the foul, his third. First free throw is good by Solis. That foul was whistled against Kaboga, his second, not Dominique Dixon. So we'll correct our book. Second free throw is good by Solis. And he'll get a third one. He was outside the top of the key. Next one on its way. Rolls around and off. Rebound by Walker Hale. And Hale is tied up underneath. Foul to Jake Simpson. Walker Hale at the free throw line. Walker with a basket tonight. 6'6 senior for George Ranch. Free throw on its way and off the mark. That one a little too strong off the back iron. Simpson three-pointer is good by Jake Simpson, who has come alive in the second half. 61-38. George Ranch by 23. We'll update you on the scoring while we have a break. Stephen Woods with 8 points. Ori Limbrick with 2. Jordan Lewis with 13. 3 by Dominic Dixon. 5 by Devin Davis. 15 by Noah Thomason. 9, DeLon Dean. And a basket by Evan Amin. A basket by Tolu Wandi. And then a basket by Walker Hale. That's the scoring so far for George Ranch. On the other side of the book, Roy Brown has 6. 2 by Kobe Solis. A three-pointer by Ty Sims. Jake Simpson with 17 points. 2 by Javion Thomas. 6 by Jacoby Atwater. And a basket by Noah Kane. That's the updated scoring with 1:40 left in the basketball game. Ball inbounded to Ben Taylor. Taylor ahead to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick in the corner to Jordan Lewis. Lewis sidesteps a defender, steps inside the arc, and nails a jump shot. Out top to Kobe Solis. Solis over to Ozzy Hinojosa. The spin move by Hinojosa. And he's fouled by Walker Hale, his second. At the free throw line, the senior, Ozzy Hinojosa. First free throw is no good. Looking for a Pearland Dawson score. Last one we had, Dawson was up by 9, 34-25. And the Lady Longhorns down in Clute were up by 6, 39-33 as the fourth quarter started. Now the score is updated. Dawson 45, Strake Jesuit 32. And, of course, our game here, the only two scores that have been updated. It'll be an inbound on the far side by Ben Taylor for George Ranch. It's Ben Taylor, Ori Limbrick, Walker Hale, Jordan Lewis, and Josiah Kaboga for George Ranch. Taylor inbound to Kaboga. To Taylor, back to Kaboga. Tries to get it into Ori Limbrick. That ball is stolen away. And then stolen away again by Kaboga. And the ball is knocked around, off the leg of Kaboga and out of bounds. 15 turnovers for George Ranch. 8 here in the fourth quarter. All right, the inbound to Ozzy Hinojosa. Hinojosa out top to Simpson. Simpson working on Ben Taylor. On the right side, finds his way through traffic, and then he's fouled. Foul whistled against Ben Taylor, his first. Taylor, a 6'4 junior in the lineup for George Ranch. First free throw on its way by Simpson. That one is good. Free throw off the mark on the second attempt. Now down court to Jordan Lewis. Lewis has the ball stolen away. Inside 30 seconds to play. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Back into the hands of the Buccaneers on the far side. The inbound to Jake Simpson. Simpson to Ozzie Hinojosa. The left-handed running jump shot is no good. Taken off the boards and then taken coast-to-coast by Ori Limbrick, who lays it up and in. 65-40. Longhorns by 25. Simpson along the baseline. Reverse layup is good by Jake Simpson. And a timeout is called. 2.7 seconds left. Timeout called by the Buccaneer assistant coach, who's handling things, has been handling things since middle part of the second quarter when Trent Olivier was put off the bench and out of the gym. There was a turnover called against the Bucks. Olivier didn't like that and verbally shared the fact that he didn't like that. The referee, first of all, whistled him for a technical and then showed him the door. Taylor looking to get it in. Does to Kaboga. And Kaboga dribbles the game out. That's the final buzzer. Longhorns 65 and the Buccaneers 42. We'll be back to the ranch to wrap this one up. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch, final score, Longhorns 65, and the Buccaneers from Brazoswood 42. Charlie Jones is here. We got to see, and you got to see, every one of your players on the bench tonight.
Yeah, everybody got in tonight. I'm happy for some of the seniors that haven't been playing too much. It was a good team effort. You know, everybody that played pretty well, and it was a crazy, crazy game. A lot of fireworks, a lot of intensity, but they came out, kept their composure, and got their 14th straight home win.
Noah Thomason with 15, but you got 15 from Jordan Lewis also.
Jordan Lewis just came up on varsity. He's had a couple minutes here and there throughout the year, but playing well on JV. Came in and shot the ball well. So these guys stay ready all the time because you never know when your number is going to be called.
Nice to see Walker Hale with a basket too.
Walker got him an and-one in there. We're happy for him. He works hard all the time. He's the most supportive teammate we have, and I'm just happy for him to get a chance tonight.
So you start off the second half with a victory, and you're on the road on Friday again.
Yeah, we go to Hastings. It was a tough place to play. A-Leaf has always been a struggle for us, but like I told the kids, this is a new team. You know, they always say we've never won in A-Leaf, but this team has never played in A-Leaf. So if we take care of our business, we should be fine.
Game really important to George Ranch down in Pearland. Dawson 45, Strake 32 is the last we have on that one.
So it looks like there's going to be no change atop 23-6A, but that's okay. We're in control of our own destiny. If we take care of our business, take care of ourselves, the stars will align the way they're going to align.
And entering the fourth quarter, Lady Longhorns are leading by 6, 39-33 down in Clute.
Oh, man, that's closer than it was last time. But it's a tough place to play out there. So hopefully the girls go out there, take care of their business, and fight for a district championship as well.
All right, congratulations. 14th consecutive win here at the Ranch. 18-4, 6-2, and probably tied again or remain tied with Dawson on top.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you coming out.
Thank you, Charlie. It's Charlie Jones. We'll run through the entirety of our scorebook here. 8 points for Stephen Woods, 4 for Ori Limbrick, 15 for Lewis, 3 Dominic Dixon, 5 Devin Davis, 15 Noah Thomason, 9 DeLon Dean, basket by Evan Amin, a basket by Tulu Wandi, and a basket by Walker Hale. And that is a 65-point score tonight for George Ranch. On the other side of the scorebook, Jake Simpson with 20 points, 18 of which he scored in the second half. 6 points by Roy Brown, 6 by Jacoby Atwater, 3 points by Ty Sims, and then a basket by Kobe Solis and a basket by Javion Thomas and Noah Kane. That completes the scoring for the Buccaneers. They drop down to 11-17 overall and 0-8 in 23-6A play. They are on the road Friday, are the Buccaneers again. They travel over to A-Leaf Taylor to play the Lions. A 7 o'clock tip over there. George Ranch at Hastings, as Charlie and I just talked about. And again, a 7 o'clock tip-off on Friday night at Hastings. We will be here with the Lady Longhorns. Seems like we haven't called one of their games in a month or so. But we'll be back here at George Ranch on the air at 6:45 on GRHSI Radio. 7 o'clock for the opening tip. The Lady Longhorns are here playing host to the Lady Lions from Hastings. Final score again, George Ranch 65 and the Buccaneers from Brazoswood High School 42. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando. We'll meet you on the air Friday night at 6:45 p.m. Opening tip-off at 7 o'clock. We'll have Lady Longhorns varsity basketball. So long, everybody.